Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll have a chance to have a blend in terms of our learning. Ian and Maseches Chulin, and also be opportunities hopefully to Ma'ayin and to Hilchus Purim. And maybe we could get the ball rolling on learning Hilchus Purim by looking at Hilchus Purim from bird's eye view and beginning to think about the, before we get into the important details, think about what the bigger picture is meant to tell us. So we've all been taught many times there are four mitzvahs of Purim. What are the four mitzvahs of Purim? Four mitzvahs of Purim. Mishloach Manos Suda, Mikra Megillah, and Matanas L'Avyonim. If I were to ask you which of these four is not like the other, if I were to ask you which one stands out and why? Yeah. Suda. Why Suda?
Because you're not actually chayef to have one.
So
like,
it's
not like Shabbos, you need to have a
Suda.
It's like you can have a
Suda. Ah, there is a really chiyah Suda. It's only one. Okay. It's not like Shabbos, it's only one. Okay, good. Okay. But let's sharpen this. In other words, in what way is, let's say, if you think it's Suda, in what way is Suda different than Mishloach Manos Megillah Matan Zavyon? Other than the letter Mem. Or vice versa. What do those three have that Suda doesn't have, or what does Suda have those other three don't have? Or pick a different mitzvah. Yeah?
I mean, Shabbos is like such a random thing. Like every Yom Tov we have a meal and tzedakah and laning of some sort. And it's just like this.
Random.
It's very interesting. Every Yom Tov sounds like a Yom Tov type of thing.
So let's take what you're saying and run with it. But first, let's hear some other thoughts. Yeah? What else? What would you say?
Everything is accuracy. You do for other people, like someone, you give Mishloach to someone else, you give money to someone else. One person could definitely be right, okay?
Only Yotze wants everyone else.
Yeah, no, so you're saying Suda is something you do yourself. Yeah. And Nikir Megillah, Matan Zavyon Mishloach was obviously involved in interacting with other people. Megillah often does, and doesn't have to, but okay. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's ideal to lay with a minion. Okay, good, yeah, what else?
Megillah is the only one that does not involve food.
Okay. Okay, no food.
Everyone thinks maybe building up what Donnie said, when they say it's like directed to yourself, but it's only when you take something more like it has a pleasure aspect for yourself in it, like it's because you're eating, you get enough from it. The other ones are either for Hashem or for other people.
Interesting. Personal pleasure. Yeah. So there isn't any physical pleasure involved in the Megillah at all, and Tanis Hagam Shalchmanos is physical pleasure, but someone else's physical pleasure. And here it's... as soon as my own physical pleasure. Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot to say. Matan Zavyon is the only one that involves money. Matan Zavyon also is the only one that is a kiyum mitzvah daraisa. Right? When you give Matan Zavyon, you are fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of tzedakah, of tzedakah, of tzedakah. The mitzvah daraisa of tzedakah doesn't mandate that to give tzedakah every day. Tzedakah is not like tefillin. Tefillin is the mitzvah once a day, every day. Tzedakah is not. I'm not looking to give. Many have that practice to give me some tzedakah every day. Kodem tefillah. But there's no chiyuv daraisa to give tzedakah on a particular day unless an ani presents himself. When he presents himself, then there's an immediate chiyuv tzedakah to seek to be responsive. So, Matanos Yavyonim is a mitzvah derabanan to specifically make sure to give tzedakah on Purim, but in doing so, I fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, which is not the case necessarily with the others, or is it? And here we come back to what Gavi was saying. But Megillah also, there's no chiyuv to read Megillah in our Torah, but it is a fulfillment of Talmud Torah. Right? And even Suda, so there's no mitzvah daraisa in eating a Suda on Yom Tov. But God touched something important before. Let's swing back. There's no mitzvah daraisa in eating a Suda on Purim. But on Yom Tov daraisa, on Sukkot, there is a chiyuv Su'udah. So although Su'udah's Purim is Rabbanan, we could say that it's patterned after, it's the same style as the Su'udah Santif Dreisa. It is Ke'en Dareisa. Kol Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en Dareisa Tikkun. So this Rabbanan fits into the pattern of Dinan Dareisa. Mikra Megillah, number one, is a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. You're learning Pesukim from the Tanakh in public, and it's Ke'en Dareisa of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is usually Rabbanan, but sometimes Kriyas HaTorah is Dareisa. What is Kriyas Dareisa? Zachar, perhaps? Para, maybe. And one that hasn't happened in a long time, we hope to have it soon. When you have every 7 years, Haka. Right, so there may be others. Also, the Kagal Yom Kippur. There is such a notion of Kriyas HaTorah Min HaTorah. The Mikra Megillah is Ke'en Daraisa, and who said Matal Yom Riz Mamish of Daraisa. But Mishloach Manos is random. Not only that it doesn't appear by other Yom Tovim. What type of where do you have a notion of? It doesn't sound like it appears anywhere in Daraisa. It seems like such a random type of. Then, where's the Ke'en Dareisa? It's time to give presents. Did Chazal like create that out of thin air? Right. So again, to give presents to someone who's in need, that's my talis to have known him, and that's tzedakah. Mishloach Manos has nothing to do with the person having need. So much so that there's actually a machlokas, which perhaps you're aware of, about the nature of Mishloach Manos and what Mishloach Manos is all about. The Truma Sadeshan has a famous tshuva. Truma Sadeshan, one of the late Rishonim, they want to know, everyone's getting so much popcorn and Twizzlers, and they obviously weren't getting popcorn and Twizzlers in the 1400s. He says, let's say someone would appreciate a nice tie. I'll give the guy a cashmere sweater. Nice. A nice gift. Excuse that be Mishloach Manos? He'll really enjoy it. Give him a sefer. There's someone in my community who always gives me a sefer Mishloach Manos. And he always says, I know you're not going to be kind Mishloach Manos, a sefer, I'm giving a sefer Mishloach Manos anyways, and here's food as well. But is it true? Can you be kind? I might appreciate his sefer more than I appreciate, someone's half-crushed, five times re-gifted bag of popcorn. Right? Who are we kidding? And there was a great Rockwell-esque kif, you're holding kichels. It was a very good kichels about regifting. It was a takeoff on the famous Norman Rockwell from one to the next, like the title of Lashon Hara. So the Shalach HaMal is going one to the next, and finally comes back to the original guy to his Hara. Right, so Lamaisa, the Truma Sadeshan says, I don't really want to need your food, but if you have a nice sweater, I would appreciate that. A nice tie, I would appreciate that. A nice sefer, a nice book, that I would appreciate. A good gadget. I would like that. Shalach Manos or not? Shalach Manos or not? Shalach Manos or not? The Truma Sadeshan says no. The Truma Sadeshan says no. The Chasam Sofer thinks that the author of L'Chadodi would say yes. The author of L'Chadodi, Rishon HaKavetz, wrote a sefer on the Megillah called Manos HaLevi, that few people have ever heard of. Unless you come across, he was a lady. That's why he called it Manos HaLevi. Mishloach Manos. His sefer is Mishloach Manos to you. Could you give Mishloach Manos of learning? So the Manos HaLevi writes, and the whole sefer is probably famous only because the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva quotes this one line. In his Perush on Megillas Esther, when he gets up to the Pasuk in Perek Tetz, Mishloach Manos Ishlayehu, the Rishon HaKavetz says, Mishloach Manos is all about friendship. It's all about ribui reyes. It's about creating ishlei re'eyu. It's about creating friendship. That's the goal of Mishloach Manos. Yes. Okay. So then the Chasam Sofer says, maybe you can make whatever it is, that's a friendly gesture. It's a friendly gesture. The Truma Sadeshan says no. Truma Sadeshan says it's manos means food. And if you read the Rambam, maybe we'll have a chance to look inside next week. Read the Rambam, becomes clear that it's not just about giving food, but Mishloach Manos is actually a part of the mitzvah of Seudah. The mitzvah of Seudah is not only like every other yontif, it's actually greater than every other yontif. The mitzvah, every yontif is a mitzvah of to have basar v'yayin. to have basil yain. I have my basil yain. So it's certainly a Rambam hits it in Hilchos Yom Tov. Your simcha won't be the same if you don't have guests over as well. But my Surah Yom Tov happens here, around my table. Only on Purim does my Surah Yom Tov happen in more than one location. My Surah Yom Tov happens around my table, but also Bluetooth to your table. My Surah Yom Tov happens here, but I have a chelik of your Surah Purim by giving you food that you can use. You may or may not have to choose to use your Surah, but I'm providing for your Surah as well. Now, this gets us thinking about two things which we're going to have to mention develop next week. One and the other. There are number, there are a lot of Lundeshechakim. We haven't gotten, we just scratched the surface. There are another five or six or seven issues, detail, halachic issues in the halachas of Mishloach Manos that made in Siman Tafrei Sari Hey, that may relate to this question, what's the Lundes of Mishloach Manos? Is it Ribui Reyes or is it the Chelik of the Mitzvah Sudas Purim? Okay, talk about that. But the concepts that they're raising are important concepts to think about. And it'd be worth pondering, covered with Shred Shah there, it'd be worth pondering, something to think about between now, over the next week or two. Why is Purim specifically about friendship, more than any other thing? It's good to have friends in general. Saying goodbye to friends. But why is that specifically, what does it do with Purim? And why should the mitzvah of Seuda be bigger on Purim, which only drop banan, than any other yomtiv, which are upset. Okay, you can say it's a little bit like Sukkot. It's more than Sukkot. It's a bigger shear of Basar, a bigger shear of Yayin, and it expands to other people's tables as well. Why is there more mitzvah Suda on Purim than any other yomtiv? And I'll leave with one other riddle, which perhaps I mentioned to some of you, which is why is it also that only on Purim, I was talking just yesterday, why is that only on Purim? The simcha of Purim is so expansive. Not only is the Suda more expansive than any other Suda Yisantif, but why is the simcha of Purim is so expansive that there's no problem of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? And many poskim say that you can have a chasana on Purim. There's no problem, no steer between the Suda Simcha of Purim and Simcha of anything else. Why? If the simcha of Purim is so strong, so it should get in the way. So somehow there's more simcha on Purim, and yet there's no steer to other simchas. And it's something for you to think about, what does friendship have to do specifically with Purim? And the discussion we had last week about Sirtut, and about the focus of what aspect of our emuna we grew in over Purim, how does that speak to a simcha that on the one hand is much bigger and more celebrated than anything other than Yom Tov, at the same time is not a stira to any other simcha. It's big, but it's not a stira. What does that mean? So Mirtzen, well, you should think about this over the course of the next couple of days. Mirtzen, next week, we'll have a chance to roll up our sleeves and really get to work in the dinim and in the practical hashkafa that flows from the dinim. Everybody say enjoy your lunch.